the realization of great bliss, okay, so great bliss is a mind of clear light. As a matter of fact, sometimes we say clear light of bliss, right? So the realization of great bliss that arises due to the winds entering, abiding, and then dissolving into our central channel prior to accomplishing fully qualified clear light. And I'll explain that in a minute. This is the first of the five stages of completion stage, which is called isolated body and isolated speech. The reason is because such a fortunate practitioner, and not only have they gained the realization of the first stage of completion stage, through this, they are now isolated from ordinary appearances and conceptions of their body and speech. Okay. So let me say that one more time. So the realization of great bliss, because there are many levels of clear light, and clear light is great bliss. So there are many levels of clear light. So the realization of great bliss that arises due to the winds entering, abiding, and dissolving within the central channel through the force of meditation, prior to accomplishing fully qualified clear light, is the first of the five stages of completion stage, called isolated body and isolated speech. Okay, so this is a wonderful accomplishment, but what we need is to accomplish a fully qualified clear light. So a fully qualified clear light is when all of our inner energy winds gather and then dissolve into our central channel. At first, we're not able yet to gather, to cause all of our inner energy winds, that they're subtle energy winds that flow through the channels of our body. And in particular, we're gathering the winds from the left and right channels, centralizing them into the main channel, which is a central channel. Okay. Initially, we're not able to accomplish all of the winds entering, abiding, and dissolving within our central channel. At first, we accomplish a few winds and then many winds, but not all winds. So when we've accomplished a few or many winds dissolving into our central channel, we will accomplish a clear light, which is the nature of great bliss, but it's not fully qualified yet, because not all of our winds have dissolved into our central channel like they do at death. We're basically replicating death, but we're not dying. Okay. We're gonna have a vivid experience of clear light. So at first, we're not able to cause all of the winds to dissolve as they do at death. And so that initial realization of great bliss prior to fully qualified clear light, when only a few and eventually many winds, but not all, that's the first stage of completion stage. Okay. Later, through improving our concentration and so forth, in particular, according to this book, Mahamudra Tantra, when we gain the fourth mental abiding of concentration on the meditation on the indestructible wind and mind, then the knots at the heart channel wheel will loosen, and we will accomplish dissolving all of our inner energy winds into our central channel. Through this, we will we'll have a very vivid and fully qualified experience of clear light. Therefore, this realization is called, is when we accomplish a fully qualified clear light, which means all of our inner energy winds have dissolved into our central channel, just as they do at death. So we accomplish a fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss, but initially realizes emptiness, not directly, but by means of a generic image. So we have a subtle conceptual mind. It's not gross conceptions, because all of our gross minds have ceased. Thank goodness. Therefore, no delusion, no distraction. In fact, with our subtle mind, because there are no gross conceptions, no delusions, no distractions, the troublemakers shut off. And so the more subtle our mind becomes, the more peaceful and refined, the more blissful and naturally concentrated. So we accomplish a concentration that is hundreds, thousands of times greater than the concentration of tranquil abiding taught in sutra. Okay. So that's why I said we just need to control our gross mind enough to turn it off by meditating on the central channel. And then through that, we'll accomplish subtle minds, and finally the very subtle mind of great bliss, which is vastly superior to the concentration of tranquil abiding that we accomplish in our gross mind in sutra. Okay. So now with Tantra, we're learning to manifest our very subtle mind. Much more powerful for gaining realizations.